Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Bernice Howard, your host for today's podcast. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, and I'm reading from the Living Bible. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs, and don't forget to thank Him for His answers. If you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will keep your thoughts and your hearts quiet and at rest as you trust in Christ Jesus. That last sentence sounds like pure heaven to me. Thoughts and hearts quiet and at rest. In our time, we have what I call information overload. And much of this information is negative. But with over 8 billion people on the planet and almost unlimited news sources, of course we can feel overwhelmed. Reports fill our eyes and ears with news of devastating floods, raging fires, heartbreaking famine, starvation, endless wars, bombs, plane crashes, drug overdoses, suicides, murders, school shootings, and political unrest. The list goes on, and we feel captive, involved, and tormented with the unrest that seems to surround us. We want to find the mute button, the off switch, but the horrors just keep coming. And the stress and anxiety can fill us with dread. And don't we have enough problems of our own without this information overload? Maybe tragedy, family problems, health issues and financial woes, and other unmanageable issues are piled up on our own doorstep. God, help us! Well, thankfully, today's scripture provides the key to unlock the door to the pathway away from our anxiety. Don't worry about anything. Pray for everything. Tell God your needs and thank Him for His answers. If we do this, we will experience God's wonderful peace. His peace will soothe our thoughts and quiet our hearts, and we can rest as we trust in Christ Jesus. We should all mark our daily calendars with several reminders to stop. Find a quiet place and pray for everything that's on our mind. We should use those prayer appointments to tell God our needs and thank Him for His answers. In the quiet, we should wrap ourselves in God's great love. Then continue our day, wrapped in the peace He promises. So friends, let's do the first prayer appointment together, right now. Dear God, the world is so full of pain and turmoil. I worry about all the terrible things that I hear. I worry about all those people who are hurting, all those wars that are being fought, all those needless deaths, the suffering children, the homeless, the heartbroken. I worry about the hateful words and actions that I witness. I ask You, Lord, to help and heal. I ask you to take control of my heart and help me to lean on your promises and on Christ Jesus. Help me, Lord, to trust you. Calm my fears, soothe my worried mind, and lead me into your peace. Lord, if there is something you want me to do for you, to help in some way, please push me in the right direction to be your hands and feet, to spread your love and peace wherever I go. Thank you, Jesus, and in your name I pray. Amen. Today's podcast was written and read by Bernice Howard.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church of Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I hope you've received a blessing today from this podcast. If so, please share it with a friend or on your social media accounts. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.ORG.